Sanskrit as well as enemy. Mind attached to the sense gratification is enemy. Mind detached from sense gratification is friend. Then whose mind's friend? That we will see. So let us read verse 6. Bandhuratmanastasya yenatmayatmanajita anatmanastasrutve vadhetatmaye shatruvata. Microphone is Shivnath.
For him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends.
Conquer the mind means conquer the functions of mind. And what are the functions of mind? Desire.
Okay. But for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain greater than him.
And in the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada writes, why we should make the mind our friend? What is it? Why should we make our mind the friend? Anand, can you see, take the mind and read this line by Prabhupada in the Prabhupada? In order to make it friend, why?
Discharging
the human mission. What is the purpose of human mission? If one mind is not controlled, the human mission is complete. What is human mission? Athato brahma jigyasa. The human is the only species which is very rare among 84,000, and in this only we have chance to get out of bondage of karma. So, if mind is not friend, then human mission is failure. Unless
the mind is controlled, the practice of yoga or show is simply a waste of time. One who cannot control his mind is always with the greatest enemy, and thus his life and his mission are spoiled. The constitutional question of the living entity is to carry out the order of the superior. As long as one's mind remains an unconquered enemy, one has to serve the rejection of lust, anger,
avarice and religion. So it means mind has to follow somebody's dictation. It has always to be dictated by somebody. If it is not controlled, then why we call it enemy? Because why we call mind our enemy? Because it is following the dictation of lust, anger, greed, whatever you call. Which mind is our enemy? The mind who is following the dictation of all these are called man ke vikar. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsya, but it's called lust, anger, greed, ego. All these are called the mind's perverted dictators. They are dictating the mind. And Sanskrit is called man ke vikar. They are the vikar of mind. Vikar means perverse. Sanskar means purification, and opposite word is vikar. Sanskar, vikar. Now, next thing. Now, if mind, when the mind becomes friend, next line, if they have purpose for that, but when
the mind is conquered, one voluntarily agrees to abide by the rejection of the personality of Godhead. Who is living in the heart of everyone as a Paramatma?
So, in this life, we have our mind, and this mind has two choices. Either he should follow the dictation of lust, anger, greed, and then he is our great enemy. Or he has to follow the dictation of the Paramatma, then he is our great friend. The real yogi,
reaching the Paramatma within the heart and then following his dictation.
So yogi sees Paramatma and follows his dictation. Can somebody have good example the yogi seeing Paramatma within the heart? For he saw a glimpse of something within the eye after he was blessed by the sadhus. Okay. Dhruva Maharaj is a vivid example. Vishnu came in front, he was enjoying Vishnu inside as a Paramatma. Therefore, Vishnu himself, he from within the eye of Dhruva Maharaj, he disappeared and he opened eyes and he saw the same Vishnu in front. So that is the Paramatma realization.
But
inside was same Vishnu, Paramatma is four-handed. The same form he was seeing exactly the same form. So that is the state. Then that is the real yogi who sees the Paramatma inside. And the Prabhupada said, who can meeting with Paramatma and then following his dictation, then very hopefully Prabhupada expects us what? For one who takes to Krishna consciousness directly, perfect surrender to the dictation of the Lord, follows automatically. This is a hope for us. Now, first read what Prabhupada has said here from the part of the Prabhupada just we read. See this here. Savita, you read this? Microphone to Savita. The purpose of?
The purpose of practicing Eightfold Yoga is to control the mind in order to make it friend in discharging the human mission.
Okay.
The constitutional position of the living entity is to carry out the order of the Supreme. As long as one's mind remains an unconquered enemy, one has to serve the dictations of lust, anger, avarice, illusion, etc. But when the mind is conquered, one voluntarily agrees to abide by the dictation of the personality of Godhead. For one who takes the Krishna consciousness directly, perfect surrender to the dictation of the Lord follows automatically.
This is the whole purpose just we read. So what we merited now, see this. This is Prabhupada's lecture. Can you read?
Mind is the driver. If you ask the driver, please get me to Krishna consciousness center, the driver will bring you here. And if you ask the driver, please get me in that liquor house, the driver will drive you there. The driver's business is to drive you wherever you like. Similarly, your mind is the driver. If you lose control, then wherever you like, he will take you. Then you're gone. Then your driver is your enemy, but if your driver acts on your order, then he's your friend.
This is Prabhupada's lecture 69. Now what about this pair exercise? Can we sit together, pairs, and discuss this? I think we can do these verses after ministry hours. This is the question you discuss. How the mind is friend and enemy? Do you ignore completely mind? Do you obey it? But only under certain circumstances? Do you preach to it? Share results in various ways. Can you think about when sometime mind become your friend and your enemy? Among that, PLXI means you and next to you just discuss your own experiences in life. So, you have 10 minutes to discuss this. Discuss this for 10 minutes. This your mind sometimes become your enemy, sometimes you are, and how you tried it, when you want to hear it, when you don't want to hear it. What are you going to do? Do it something that excites me.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami said, you
give 100 shoes to the morning, brand 100 shoes to your mind in the morning and 100 in the evening. When you feel your mind is your friend and when it's enemy. Okay, who else want to share something? Is this not? You have come up to someone? The microphone? You came with something? Are you both work together? Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu spoke about, he spoke about how what can lead the mind in different ways. Your contemplations in the mind, they turn into realities. And then there was one example where the spiritual master asked something, we should do something. But in the mind, the opposite was contemplated, and then that happened. But then the spiritual master became angry, and he gave some chastisement. And after that chastisement, a desire arose to please spiritual master, so the opposite was contemplated, and then it went in, then it became friends.
Mm-hmm. When you decided to take Bhakti Shastri, your mind became friend.
Not really.
Yeah.
There's also some enemy inside
of it. Mind become enemy to bring you here? Yeah.
Absolutely, objections.
Huh?
Still has some.
And when time goes above 4, then your mind become enemy. Devotees, when they are in the temple, when they are watching the deities, their mind is friend. But when they are focusing on the pujari, their mind is enemy. This is something very subtle, I think, why hardly few people can understand.
Why is this sharing?
Mind needs always. Sometimes those who are grasshoppers, how you control your children? One who has children and he knows how to control children, he has some idea how to control mind.
My father used to sometimes take possession of my mother and his children. I don't know if he did this with us also. He'd give a small bed sheet for a large bed and tell the children to put the bed sheet on the bed, fix the night. And it cannot fit properly on there. So we pull to one side and the other side and the other side.
So he was keeping you busy. Usually child when he takes some naughty things, you give him some sweet to eat. And he will be happy with that sweet generally. So sometimes tell mind that if you keep quiet now, we will do something for you. Then at least he will leave you to go somewhere. When he's not satisfied by sweet, then parents give him some toy. And there are some mothers, they know. When child is crying too much, then they give and after two slaps, and then sleep. That is the perfect treatment of the mind. Then finish. So how to control mind? Only certain mothers know how to control children. Now the system of children controls, whatever let them do, ultimately they become monstrous, uncontrollable. So children, I would say, so Chanakya Pandit said, 5 years, you love children. Lariya is a punchable son. Yes, till 5, because they have no sense gratificatory mood, they are simply children. So just give them love. 5 to 15, tariye, joystick. After 15, deal like friends. When your son has your shoes fitting in his foot, don't argue with him and fight with him. Then make him friend. You want to say something? Anand Gopiya?
Potential enemy to rise, do some chanting and Prabhupada time in love, association with devotees, only online prasad, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, serving Vaishnava, spending more time in spiritual activities.
This will help mind to be always engaged.
Process of devotional service.
So this is what mind is listening to the instruction of superior authority. Okay? So few points ultimately how to control mind like a child we can think. Let us read this verse 7. Jitātmana prasāntasya paramātmā samāhita sitoshana sukha dukhesho tathāma apamānayo. Translation, microphone kya hai? It's my... Yes, let this come to our Vrindavan Vihari.
For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, all are the same.
So this verse sounds very nice. What do you think? Honor and dishonor, you are ready to accept, Sam? Let's see purpose what Prabhupada is saying here. Give to the prema, prema.
When the mind is misled by the external illusory energy, one becomes entangled in material activities. Therefore, as soon as one's mind is controlled through one of the yoga systems, one should be considered to have already reached the destination. One has to abide by...
One of the yoga system means... Whatever yoga system, karma, dhyan, whatever you are, but the purpose is you control their mind, okay?
One has to abide by superior dictation. When one's mind is fixed on the superior nature, he has no alternative but to follow the dictation of the Supreme. The mind must admit some superior dictation and follow it.
So we are discussing now for a few minutes before we go for lunch. So for build your chart, flip chart, and we have to discuss this. Flip chart. So what is written on the board right now?